start the Shulchanor in Simchot Pei Gimel, chopping down to make a person tamei, you need two things. You need to come out of the Makar, you need Hagosha. He lists out the third thing that the Torah said, they have to be Dafka the Hei Dabim, which Be'ezras Hashem will get back to in Simchot Pei Ches. The idea of coming out of the Makar is basically mentioned last time, which is shedding of the lining that comes down from the uterus, which is a natural way of life. That's the case of Nida. Except we give all our notion together of Zavu G'dayla. The second thing is the idea of Nagosho, and by now everyone knows Shmuel and Dr. Zayn Obey is big down, Mesorah Ash Tarkish. We mentioned last time one Kasha, I'd like to go through numerous Tiotzim and build from that. We mentioned Lachor, we have a Bayah, we have a Mishnah, and Dr. Nechesan Beis, the big down of Kivo that says that a person who has a Tliya and they get to the Sugi of Kesamim, the Loch is Dam to Loi Kesem, therefore we'll make it Tliya over here. The Chomin say that Sugi of Kesamim Lahokal Lo Lahachmer. Yet we have the Sugi and Dr. Zayn and Beis, Shmuel and Amoira come along and says we have a Pasuk, Rebbesara Ashtar Targish. And Numas Achoinim are grappling based upon these two Joshes, and they ask the Kasha different ways. Either they ask the question, is what is the self of Shmuel over Kivo? Or what's the self of Kivo over Shmuel? One simple way of asking it. Another way of asking it is Gemara being done Shmuel and has seven kashas from five braces. The same seven kashas should be in Rabbi Kivo. What are you jumping on Shmuel for? Ask these questions on Rabbi Kivo, the same exact same shayla. Or another way of asking the question is what is the drosh of Rabbi Kivo, dam v'loi kesem? What is kesem? Kesem is a stain of dam. The drosh itself doesn't make sense. Dam v'loi kesem. What is kesem? A stain of blood. That's dam. So they're coming to really answer these questions based upon what's Rabbi Kivo, what's Shmuel exactly saying. So one teretz, again we mentioned last time, is that basically is Shmuel is explaining Rabbi Kivo. Rabbi Kivo says dam like kesem, does not have any avada to it. And really the pasuk is a whole entire word is dam ya zavay v'misaro. When blood flows from the body, v'misaro ashtar tarkish. Shmuel thinks shat in Rabbi Kivo, what is the avada in the drosha of Rabbi Kivo? That's one way, and we said the Shev Yaakov answers, the Chaner went this way, the Shalomesh of Nazir, and they point out, numerous Yishenim seem to have that gears in the Mishnah, whether it's the Rashba in Teretz Abayis, or the Ozrua, the Meiri, and the Sefer Eshkol. But we'll see numerous other truths, and we'll make numerous nafkaminas. Come on, the Siddur Torah, he did not like this Malach, and this, the Siddur Torah's Malach, that Rabbi Yashu went, the Chochma Zodim, Mikra went this way, the Shulchan Aruch Harab. They want to know, why do we have two drushes and two psukkim over here? They're two different cases. There's a case over here, we know Evada came from the body. As a locha of, when it has a gosha, you not know for sure it came from the body. That means, let's say you had a gosha. You see Dam over here on the street. It's not Evada, not Evada, it came from the body, not 100%. So usually, you'll come along and say, we have a chashav, we have a gosha. A gosha causes Dam to happen. Kamash Blon, the Pasuk, Dam V'loi Kesem, you have to know Yediyah Brua 100%. Do not know 100%, Echnami, you're not going to be Tomei Minat Torah. But the Abonim have Iskol, but not Minat Torah. That means if you have a Gosha, it's inside the Prozder. So over there, Mustafa, where did it come from? It came from Oysa Mokam. But let's say you found that's Vada came from Oysa Mokam, and the Prozder came from the Mokar, the uterus. But you find in the street, you do not know for sure. Echnami, that's come to your second lofa. That's Dam V'loi Kesem, Nichlo Sug of Kesem, Ksavim. Even had a Gosha. You have to have a Yediyah of Brua. That means, let's say you found Dam after you went to the Beis HaKisei. You found Dam after Tashmish. Afterwards, but it's on the sheet. It's on a bed. Somewhere else. But not under the thing that went inside the body. Do you know 100% it came from the body? No. So one part is telling the Sug about Gosha. That makes it the right. Add a gosha to drop on them. Another pasuk tells you can have a gosha, but you found it on the sheet on the bed after Tashmish, will not be a din deraisa. But again, the Avosah said that's not so. So if he wants to argue, but again, we have a Siddur Torah, which is Koch Mos'odim in the grass, we'll get from Yashu, went this way. They need a Vada Yediyah Brua that came from Oysa Mokam. A third Mahalach. Come on, the Chavadas, the Simukuf Tadigvav, he says it's true that Noshim without a Gosha would not be Matami to make you Tommy. But by Etzem, everyone knows you do Bedikis twice. You do it to make a person Tommy, see if they're Tommy. But one when they are Tommy, our Noshim are Zavag Delas, and after Noki Vesayin Nikim, 7 days after Noki. This halacha of being Noki does also have the get of Agosha. Do you need Agosha to make you Tomei or not? To keep the Tomei there, already you are Tomei. You want to get out of the Pasha of Tomei and make yourself Tor. Come on, the Chavis Das, and he says the Sugar Agosha is only to make you Tomei. Once you're Tomei, the halacha is you need Zainakim, it's not Noki. Your dam came out of your body, you had no Agosha at all, Vanaki user. How can you say you have Zainakim? Zainakim, dam came from your body. So when I tell you about the Zainakim, dam that came from your body, the mice you told me. If so, every custom should have the same problem. That means any dam that comes to your body, the loch is that Makar me told me, negate the Sugar of Tumo, and have Zainakim ever possible Achet to Torah. So if so, we have a problem over here. Before, why in the world are we making a Gesamim during the Zainakim? Kamal Chavadas, that's what we need the Pasuk Davla Kesem for. Echanami, the Sugar of Agosh is not applied by Zainakim. We find a Kesem over here, we're not sure. The Torah said Davla Kesem, totally, you can make it Tliya and be makel upon it. Otherwise, without that Pasuk, it's not Zainakim over here. So the Pasuk Davla Kesem is come tell you the locha, that you're not Seis without the Sugar of Agosh. That means Zainakim, if it's Seis or not, without that Agosh, you might think it's Seis. Davla Kesem, Kamashmal, it's not Seis. During the Zainakim. That's the third malach. A fourth malach, come with the Sam Sefer, he does not like some of these malachim. He writes a sign Shuva and sign the Suga Daf and the Chesed base. What time Echnami? We have the Suga of the Bailo. The loch is the same Indian. The separate Suga. Any dam that comes from the Isha, let's say there's no Agosha, it comes out of the Isha. The loch is Makor Makoy Mekomi. You touch it to the Suga of Tumas Erev. The Baal Toshu is Tomei. The Isha comes down as Tomei. It's not Tumas Nido, but Tumas Erev. Therefore, Kevin says the Mishnah case in the Chesed Bay is not discussing the Sugo of Nido Labailo. It's discussing the Sugo of Tumah V'Tahara. As Tumah V'Tahara, we have a Shiloh, let's be Matam with the Baal over here, Matam the Dam over here. As that, we have the Pasuk Dam V'Lai Kesem. Dam V'Lai Kesem is how the Sugo of Tumah V'Tahara. And then Shmuel's Joshua, so as Targish, is still going to get to the Bailo. The Achreinim of the Achaner says, Lechura, the mission left out the words of touch Tyrus over here. Or also, Lechura brought down the old Pasik, who brought down the Pasik in Mitzayro. But Sam Sefer says, the mission in the Ches is a different Sugyo. The Sugyo of Tumah V'Tahara, not the Bailo. A fifth Malach, the Shalom Eshiv, or the Kitshuk on Arach, now the Kitshuk on Arach, he wrote a Sefer called Lechem Basilmo. Lechem is the halachas, the Selma is the Torah over here. The Kamel wants to explain what's the havon of the sugyo. And he wants to tell you, l'chui have a problem. Every time that the dam comes out of the makor, l'chui have a chshash agosho. And really, the Gemara, at the end of the Gemara, Rashi Kamel, it says, Zilma agosho v'lava daitei, is a chshash, maybe she had agosho. So why don't we say, Sama gaish l'chumro? Why do we say, according to Bekiva, chosh shlamiyot? Why aren't we giving get over the raiso? Every kesem, at the end of the day, what do Rashi say? Dilma agosho. Maybe she had agosho. Do you know about it? Let's be chushyas so the get over the raiso. Kamashmo, the pasuk we had davlo kesem, that even there's only a chshash dilma agosho, the mice will be make. We need to have a deal vadev agosho. I mean, the pasuk we had, the second pasuk, agosho is one thing. Let's be chushyas agosho. Kamashmo, if we that davlo kesem. That the loch is, we're not going to be choshish for the miyot. We're not going to say she make a mistake unless we get to situations. There's reason to say she made a mistake. I mean, the dam came out of the body, the stomach had a gosho. Come on, dam like kesem, we won't say that. Unless it's a bidikas aid, unless it's a case of tashmish, a reason to say she made a mistake. Without a reason to say without the reason to say she made a mistake, dam like kesem says, we need to know that she says she has a gosho. Sorry? That's a pasuk. Come tell you, don't say that. We have pasuk. It is the raiso, but not here. It is a hundred chazok is the raiso. Kodem kiva choshelit is the raiso. We need the second pasuk. Not over here. The Rebbeinu wants to answer. Doesn't like these tirotzim. He wants to tell you the economy of kiva is ikar drasha shmul the smach to balmo. Just to point out, why saying over six tirotzim? Some will have nachminis la locho, obviously. Also, the fact that all the gdolei achrayim. have a hard time to answer this question. And each one is saying a different halach. It's not that simple. What to go do with this kasha? That means sometimes people want to be chesh all the tuosim, sometimes we mitzav the tuosim lekulo. The fact that there's so many mahalach among the gedolei achronim, we're talking about gedolei achronim over here. Not that simple. What to go do with this question? Fine. So one thing again, we have the halacha of Agash Shmuel. The second thing, we went to the makar. Why we have two pesukim over here? The third thing, the very important thing is, what is Hargosho? What do those words mean? So the Pesuk Shuv over here is very sweet, very nice. He has a couple lines. Gimel mina Hargoshos. There are three different types of Hargoshos. He sets it up for you. To explain each one, the first one he quotes, the Chumash Adesha, and says, Psichus HaMakor. The Mahamok for that is a Mechaber in Simakor Peches. The Mechaber is Simakor Tzadi. He brings that twice, Halacha Psichus HaMakor, which basically means the opening of the uterus. You feel it opening up. Now there is a tshuva by the Nadi Bihuda, his son, that wants to tie up Psichus HaMakor as Nanof without Zivus Dabalach. The Rosh Hashulchan says for the Pesukim of Vav it's not that way. So leave it as a simple and standard Pesuk tshuva. Psichus HaMakor, opening of the uterus, that itself is enough to matamar a person as a sugya as a gosha deraisa. One case. A second case is Nezeya Gufoy, the body trembles. The Mamakim is a Rambam, also it's a Mechab and Simakov Tzadik Aleph. They're going to point out these two Mahalchim over here, there's no Machlekes. Mechab brings down both of them. Divin Simonim, the body trembles. Now, what does it mean the body trembles? What's the Avodah behind that? That means it's brought down the Sugya of Simakov Peites, by the Sugya of Vestagov, that the Noshim, before they had their period, a lot of them have cramps, or they have head hurts, or the leg hurts. Would have sneezing spells or coughing spells. It's called Vestagov. Is that what they mean over here? The body trembles? So the Ismar Mshik and Shuvah Pazim, when you want to tie into the same thing. If so, our Noshim then do have the Sugya of Hargoshes. They have these feelings. Maisha Bekin, this form did not go this way. The Rosh Hashulchan writes that those who want to say Yesh Mishim Befarish Kain, Loi Nili Klal, but that's not so. The idea of Vestagov is it's coming. It's not here right now. It's coming. 5 hours, 10 hours, next day, it's coming. The idea of Zezei Gufoy, the body trembles, it's here now. It's imminent. It's happening right now. This moment. Agosh is telling you, you're becoming Tomei right now. That means Vesta Guf means it's coming. It's going to be eventually. And that's a klolim of the Neged Sugya of Vestas. The idea of your body trembling, it's how the Sugya of Agosh means become Tomei right now. Now, the Achronim, some say for numerous times, bring down another lashon of Tsar Kakitzas Beriglayim. A little pain you feel when you're opening up to go to the bathroom, the same Tsar they have, the Makor opening up. Now, the question is, what exactly does the some say for mean when it says the Tsar Kakitzas Beriglayim? The way Rav Ozer says, he means like the body trembles, Nichol the Goshe of the body trembles. The way the Chodshani says, he means Nichol the Geda Psichus HaMakor. So the third statement says he means a third definition. But there is another mahalach out there that says basically when the stinging sensation when the body opens up. Now the Sforim say these two hargoshes, the mice we don't have, or our women are not sensitive to it, the idea of psichus HaMakor, or the zei gufoy, the body trembles. Mice, the meat notion I can't ask what exactly they feel, they actually told me they feel the stinging sensation with the Makor opening up. So there is such a concept out there that Noshim said they do have, which could be nichl in the idea of either the body trembles or psichus HaMakor. Again, I didn't take a go around asking the lab Noshim, but the amount I can find out, there seems to be that do have this concept. A gamma swarm say they don't sense it. Later. The third case, Zivus Dabalach, also the swarm get involved, do they really sense it or not? You want to take out the Osara again from Lakewood. He said the first two no one senses, and the third one some do, not that shriach. There's a third case where we have Zivas Tavlach, the Pesach Shuvah brings down. Now, first, do we hold of it, and what does that mean? So, again, the Pesach Shuvah brings down that the Noyid Behuda and Shuvah and the Chavdas Koch Mazadim went this way. Having a wet flow flowing from the body is different the concept of Agosho. Avdi Nezer, when Moshe says this way, Avdi Ashim, Bala Shulchan, they pass this way. At Tzad HaSheni, the Pesach Shuvah brings down the Sam Sefer in four different Shuvahs. Again, I see it in nine different places. Fine, four, nine, a lot of places. It says over here that he disagrees vehemently with Talocha that Zivas Davalach is not Nichol the Sugya of Agosho. It brings down for the Rebbe of Nosson Adler, and before and the Rebbe, the Siddur Tyre went this way, the Shev Yaakov went this way, And afterwards, Ma'am Sheikh, Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaNer, they disagree. This man is there, Rav Osner, Rav Adi Yosef, they say there's no halacha zivas davalach. That means upon the Svarim, as far as I can tell, so Machlokes HaShokel among the Svarim, from the Gedolei HaPoskim down to Bizman HaZeh, is this such a thing of a gosh of a zivas davalach? That's Aleph. I'll make a big enough mino, get the same kufsadi and Sif Aleph, how to apply it practically. The second thing is, what does it mean zivas davalach, it flows? Where is it flowing from? There seem to be three different options. It's flowing from the Makor to the Nartik. It's flowing in the Nartik. It's flowing, you feel it outside the body. So first, the fact that you feel it outside the body damp, the person can say, that's not Zivas Dovalach. Just speak now, Moshe writes a black-white, but that's a pashtus. Zivas Dovalach has to be inside the body. Now the question is, where inside the body are you feeling over here? So the Chavadas come along and he quotes a Noidib Yehuda. Noidib Yehuda sounds like even when the Zivas Dovalach in the prosder, inside the Natik, it's going to be Metamayu. Now if you read the Noidib Yehuda inside in Shuvah, Lat Dafki is saying it. Temach Tzedek wants to augment the Chavadas. And there's a big mavucha in the search of Mahalach in the Achorim at all, the Kiyuza. The Maish, the Chavadas, quotes the Noidib Yehuda and says that you want Tana means the prosder. So the Vada, that's not so. The idea over here of Agosh is it's being Metamayu right now. When do you become Tomei? When it goes from the Makar to the Prozder. When it goes from the uterus to the Nartik. When it goes one to another. So it has to be Zivas Dovalach from the Makar. Because what's the idea of Agosha? Agosha is that it's being Metamiyu right now. Not that you had it already. But it's being a Zivas Dovalach in the Prozder, in the Nartik. The vaginal flow, that itself, that's not being Metamiyu. That's where it is right now. It has to be going from the Makar. Therefore, the Yeshua Yaakov, the Avinezet, Semech Tzedek, Yudayala, and basically the place came along the Wantaina, the loch over here of Hargosha, Neged Zivas Davalach, it means it comes from the Makar to the Nartik. However, coming to Moshe and Shuvah, he writes, it's true, Avad is Machloikis, Kubi is Machloikis, and the Ikim Mahalach is Avad like the Chavadas, has to be a flow from the Makar to the Nartik. Because that's being Matamiyu right now. However, says Moshe, our noshim are not that sensitive, do not know exactly what they're feeling, and by default, any flow they feel inside the body will have to be chayshish. The flow they're feeling is from the makar to the nartik. That means Moshe is about the ikzichavadas, but our noshim don't know exactly what they're feeling, and they think they're flowing is feeling the flow in the poster. It's not. They're feeling the makar like from the makar to the flows from the makar to the nartik. And therefore, by default, we have to go like the Noidib Yehuda, not because we hold of the Noidib Yehuda, because they know what they're feeling. And therefore, the flow that they're feeling is really from the Makar.
Or like that, but I guess, of course, there's an entire lot of other accordions
that are. It is, we know where it's coming from.
We'll get
to that. That about is clear. That we know where it's coming from. Inside the Prozer, they themselves say, in the Prozer, we know it's coming from the Makar. That we know. There's no other place coming from.
We don't know that they feel the height.
No, the Chazak has that Gosha. No, only find out the sheet. We'll get back to maybe what's bothering you. He's saying our women don't know what they're saying over what they're feeling. And therefore, we're assuming what they're feeling is the tendency is to also have a Zivas Dovalach from the Makar. In essence, they're saying they have a feeling of a flow in the Nartik. We're saying what they mean is from the Makar. We're defining their words because we're assuming that's what they're feeling for them. We'll maybe get to again. We'll get to what's maybe to different avenues over here. So again, it comes out in Zivas Dovalach. If it's a kosher, not again. If it's Chachuvah, very clear. It's Machlokes among the Poskim. Aleph. Number two, what is Zivas Dovalach? Be'ikka the Poskim say it has to be from the Makar. And when Moshe came along and wants to say a Yesod that by default we have to go like the Noidib Yehuda, say even if you feel it inside the prosder, how it says a body feel it outside your body, that's nothing, not a kiyuza. Now, just an interesting mahalach they want to point out, maybe machlokes of the Chavadas versus Noidib Yehuda, the Pesach Tshuva goes on further, brings down a Bris Avraham, says, when does the person become Tomei? When it goes from the Makar to the Nartik. Let's say now it goes from Nartik to outside your body, maybe also to Metamayu. Maybe the Gemara is Chiddush in the Mishnah Men. It could stay inside your body as Metamayu, but maybe also when it goes from inside your body from the Pesach to outside, also Metamayu. And then the day the Maisi is Mekel. However, come on the Chodeshon, you want to say maybe that's good with Machlokes, then you do the Chavadas. The Chavadas is saying, no, the only thing that's being Tami you is going from the Makor to the Natik. Forget that the Yehuda is saying, no, even going from the Natik out to the body is also being Tami you. Could be good with the Machlokes over here. One Eshi Elamaisa again, we went through really 4 points. Four things to get over here. Negeta Agosha. What is the definition of Agosha? Number one, Negeta Agosha of Psich the Makar. That again is the Mechaba Kupe Ches and Kup Sadi. That's the Nichol Negeta. Number two, the idea that your body trembles. That's the Mechaba Kup Sadi Kalif, the Rambam. Number three, he said over in Zivat Avalach, the two things over here. The idea of Zivat Avalach, Machlokes that Paiskim is Nichol Negeta Agosha. And even the Tzad Nichol Negeta Agosha, the Paiskim are tiny bit ik and each of the Makar. And Moshe by default, it means even when you have a Zivat Avalach in the prisoner itself. Pesach Shuvah is Mamshech now over here, and says, what's a locha when you have a bedika with an aid? Number one, is it a chash deraisa? And number two, even if it's a derabbanon, under what category of derabbanon do we put it under? Would it have the coolest of the derabbanon or not? Basically, the question over here is, people, they're being a bedika for the rav, as a tibet dam on top of it, red, chlor red, it's a kesem, it's a stain over here. Everyone says, we have a baya, mashu, toma, you need zainakim. You learn this to go to the chesem base. The Gemara says, we're toil upon machilis. We're toil upon lice. Why? She'ein lecho kol mito, mito she'ein bo kamatiba dam machilis. Every ben has kamatiba dam machilis. Whether it's manazer, we do have or we don't have. The chazal say, bikel ma'andan. Hogi is loikul chazal. We have a heter machilis. What is the size of machilis? We'll have to get back to. But that's makubala among halach l'maisa. It's something that's less than 19 millimeters. That means the size of a penny. L'maisa is motor. We get to a machlokes with a shear exactly. Less than makubal, anything less than the size of a penny or asimon, a job bigger than a shekel. But Moshe is a penny in tshuva. He writes penny in English just for you. He writes penny. Moshe in tshuva writes the word penny. He writes pei ayin nun yud. Penny. Now those who go with the dime, what's makubal? I'm saying what's makubal. We'll get to nickel, dime, penny, but what's makubal? The mice is a sugya of penny. If so, you come to the cloth thereof. You have a tibas dam over here. It's better than a kesem. Why in the world is a person being machmer? So really, to answer this question, there are six questions has to be paskined to understand why being machmer on this particular cloth. Now, just I'll speak out the six questions, then we'll go back to answer each one. The first question is, do we pass like Shmuel or not? That means you need not goshen to metame you. A second question, even if we pass like Shmuel, is Shmuel exerts a kosev, or simba almo? Our third question is, let's say you did a bdiko, you had no agosha, is lack of agosha, is that it didn't derise or didn't derabonon? A fourth question is, even on the tzad is derabonon, when you do a bdiko, the vada came from your body. Will you have the heter of less negris, of being toil upon machalis, or not? A fifth question is, when you come to Rav, it's usually during the Zayin Nekiyim, do you say that locha of Agoshi need to be sliced in the Zayin Nekiyim, the Chavadas? And the sixth question is, what do you do with the Noshim is manazer, they don't have Agoshis? They want to have a great Noshim, which Yeshlodin do not have Agoshis. Maybe that also mess up the whole circuit of lack of Agoshis. Those are six questions you have to answer to understand what's going on in this Pesach Shuvah. So, first, the first two, we already answered last Chaburah. The first question was, do you pass like Shmuel or not? We mentioned even though the Rift does not bring down Shmuel, even though the Ramon Shuvah is brought down, we do not hold like Shmuel. That was very clear in the Mechaber, the Shev Yaakov, the Marech, the Poskim, Ikigo, the Rambam, and the Ramban, and the Rajbo, we the Maisa pass like Shmuel, they need our Goshe make you a Tomei Midaraisa. So the first question, we have a kul over here, we pass in Shmuel to Metameyu, Yil HaGosho. The second question is the Sugi of HaGosho, Begila Milso, or Gzeres HaKosim? Also, we mentioned last Chabura, it's Machalik among the Yishayinim. The Tosfos we had said, the Gila Milso of Ba'almo. The Sidatara wants to be Chosh that way. However, they point out, before Shnapan, and the Ran, and the Rajbo, not the way, the we pass in Gzeres HaKosim. That means the first two questions, we pass in the kul, number one, we pass in like Shmuel, we do need HaGosho. And number two, we paskin, even though Vada came a gufo, he's exerts the cost of Ada Gosho to matar you. Very simple. Third question. Let's say you do a bediko, and the person says, or we assume there's no Agosho, is that a chash deraisa or not? What's the shiloh? The Olam saw the Machzor Shekel, it's on the Mayim Mokum sheet, the Sifkot Beis. He brings down a Shev Yaakov, come to argue with his Bar Plukta, Rabbeinu Gamliel over there, and in Bethlehem there are five chuvas in the Shev Yaakov discussing this question. What is the Avon and the Sugya that the Zayin of Beis? What is Pashup Shan the Sugya? The Gemara brings down a Beis that says, they find Dam, if it's Moshech is Tomei, if it's Ogol is Tor. In fact, the Gemara of Amonashach, if it's Agosho, even Ogol should be Tomei. If it's not Agosho, then even if it's Moshech should be Tor. So the Gemara, no, Ilum the Agosho. Except she's told upon the Agosho of the Eid. Kamash Blon is a Moshech, be Tomei. And when it's Ogol, it's a Raya, that would not come out Ogol inside the body, must be a case of Machoilis. Then we'll be told the Hakol over here. But the Gemara ends off, Ilum the Agosho. Really, there was Agosh over here. Says the Machzor Shekel, what's Pshat in the Gemara? Who is saying we had Agosh? Is she saying it? Or is Bezin saying it? Is the Mitz of the Rav saying it? Who's saying this Agosh? Beradavar, she walking to Bezin with the Bdiko, is eight, and there's a Tibet Dam, and she's saying she has Agosh. When it's Moshech, she told me. What's Ogol saying? You said you had Agosh, but it's Ogol. It must not be come from the Makar. It's a Rayo to be Patariu. Matuyak, she walks in bed and says she had no agosho. She comes in the bdi cloth, says I had no agosho, even though it's moshech b'tahar. No fakir. She walks in the bed and says nothing. The Rav is saying over here we have chashash agosho. The Mitz is saying over here she had agosho. Therefore, when it's moshech b'tahar, in every bdi cloth that she walks in, she says nothing. We matame her. So the question is, who's speaking over here in the Gemara? That's the way how the Shev Yaakov says over the Chakira. Now the Shev Yaakov, Machzor Shekel, quotes over the Shev Yaakov. Now if that's the Chakira, they point out, Pashas, you read the Sugya, she's speaking. You read Rashi, she is speaking. The Netta Shashua points out, that's very hard to understand, that's the Chakira over here. And Batim, you look up the Shev Yaakov inside, it's a drop different. The same Nafkamino, but a different way of saying it over. The Shev Yaakov inside says over, the question of that is she speaking. Bezigmar dafko lav dafko. That means she walks in bed and says, I had agosho. Why is she speaking? But the Gemara said she had no agosho. The reason why he said agosho, come tell you, koch te teo odif. She's saying she had agosho and still wants ogol when we mitar her. Rechanami, even the case when she did not walk in the bezin, and she says nothing, will also be mitar her. Is that the case? And they said, I'll bring a klo raya, the Gemara, daf gimam al alpha nido discusses a case when she walks in the bezin and she has after Mary Glyon. And the bezin over there has machlekes pshat in Hillel and Shammai. The get sugim eis leis in the Mishnah Beis. And over there we're saying she thought she had a gosho merik lion, and we're saying she had a real agosho. So we have a gemara that says that we're going to say it for her, and therefore the gemara is lab dafko. Well, no, forget the gemara is dafko, and only when she walks to the bench she says she has agosho. When she's not saying even by moshech even matar. I mean the way the Shev Yaakov inside says it over, avad is she speaking? Again, there's Pashas reading the Gemara. There's Klor from Rashi. But the question is the Gemara dafko or lav dafko? The nafkamino again will be the same nafkamino. She walks in and says nothing. Are we the Rav, the Mitz, to come along and matame her and say she has agosha midiraiso? But this will answer numerous questions they have upon the Machzor Shekel's Havono with the Shev Yaakov's Chakiro. Again, the same different Chakiro with the same nafkamino. Halach l'maiso, come along with Pesach Tshuva. It being done that the Gracie and the Siddhartha and the Chavdas all say it's nichol to get of a chashash deraiso. They quote it from the Chumash Hadashen, from the Rambam that way, who get the Chumash Hadashen. And therefore, among the Paiskim, Kivegel, Sam Seif, Chach Mazodam, the Yadagram on the page brings it down the way, clear the way, and the Graz, the Rosh Hashulchan, and all the Paiskim come along, whether it's at our Sugid after Zayin of Beis, whether it's at the Sugid after Kimon Malala, they come along, all the Paiskim say, when a girl walks in with a big cloth and says nothing, we give a get of a chashash agosho and a get of a deraiso. Get of a deraiso. However, to be clear, there's a third thing that Isha can walk in the bezin with. She can walk in and say she has agosho. She can walk in and says, here's my big cloth and say nothing. There's a third case. She can walk in and says, I know b'vadois, I samti leiv my rosh that I do not have agosho. Come along with sachleinim, well, the one time that's not chakir over here. The chakir is, she walks and says, I don't, or walks and says, I have a gosho, or she says nothing. Or she assumes she didn't have a gosho. But let's say she walks and says, I know the vatoi is 100%, I put my life to it, I know what agoshas are. I know exactly. I did not have agosho. Maybe that akimto, when she has a case of moshoch, will be a case of drabonim. Skamul kishukon orach, and being down the netzes hashuim, and he wants to stam argue the Shev Yaakov. He wants to have even the Shev Yaakov is right. Lekuli amo, when she's boring, she says 100% there's no agosho. Even agrees will not be tovim min atoro. Even agrees. The kishukon orach being down also tefers she goes this way. Tshuva harei b'shemayim goes this way. Lushim Mordechai. The Bnei Shulchan, the Simukov, sadly being down as Shiloh among the Achroinim. And does not machmir the Shiloh. A third option, when she knows 100%. What? We'll get to that, Bnei Shulchan. When there are those who want to be Mekel, and therefore you be Oymer Vali Sef and Sefer Taras Abayis, he comes and says, if Isha walks in the Bezin with a B'dikah cloth, he writes that, and says, this B'dikah cloth, I know I had no Agosho, the B'dikah cloth will have a get of a Drabbanon, will have maybe its clump of Drabbanon, on a B'dikah cloth. We'll say, Mamashay, get him to Rabban. Asana Shani, there are those Alokhla Maisi who disagree. Again, the Bala Shulchan is not clear. Kutchul Ghanor, he's on two sides over here. The Binan, the Biyashim disagrees. The Avosim, the Tzad, and Nathan Suray, the Chodshan, the Bushay Oz. Madani Osher points out, all the Stimus Achoinim who discussed the Hakira and come out to be Machmur do not bring down a third option. And when she walks in and says, Borili, you know 100%, I did not have a Goshom. So Maisa comes out, big mavucha, halacha ma'isa. Comes out, everyone agrees she walks through the b'dikah cloth. It's a chashash teraisa. That we do paskin. That's the pesach tshuva. But the question is, when she walks in and says, I know for sure I did not have a gosho, borili, that's not that simple. If you want to be mekel, the question is, what's going to do with that? Can the b'dikah cloth have a kul of a drabon over here? Now, just even to besayim this chelik, again, we have a question over here. She walks and says nothing. We pass into the get of our gosho. Dilma agosho. What level of agosho? We're saying it's vada agosho or savka agosho. So the chavdas, when he says it's over now, it's feeding it down. In what time nichli get a vada? However, come on the ik of the paiskin. That time, like, you know for sure. You know 100%. Says the Shev Yaakov himself, when he says it's over in the crazy placey, so the tyrant himself, nichli get a sofik. Therefore, when he bring a b'dikah cloth to the Rav, and he looks at it, he's not sure the color exactly, the Tanya can start making specs out of it. Because the only reason would be Machmed Deraiso, because Dilma Agashin, Nichol get of a Sophic. So can you make Tlias to make Tzufim out of it? Numerous places want Taino, at least in Bizmana Chazal, or Bizmana the Gdila Achoinim, that this whole idea of Dilma Agashin is not a Vadai. We're saying we assume she made a mistake, but not 100% she made a mistake. This would be nichol to get it would be machmed deraisa but didn't suffer.
This is the shadow whether Chacham has been a vada or something.
Ulai, not muchach. Taking out the fourth question over here. Let's say on the tzad we make on the question beforehand. Or even not that way. Let's say in the tzad that the Isha knows the dam comes out of a body, she's a coming out, she has a pad there, knows the body came from a gulf. Again, the loch is we're toil upon machilis. What is the reason we're toil upon machilis? Because you have beds, and the matzis is, you came in tam and noshim, unless you toil upon machilis. But let's say I know it came out of the gulf of the Isha. Are you going to be toil upon it? She puts a pad there, it's connected to Isamakam, take the pad to the road. Where did the dam come from? Not from Machoilus. We know it came from the Isha. Avad is Drabonon, the Noah Gosho. But even in this Drabonon, will it have the heter of less than the gris to be Makel? Well, no. There's no reason, there's no man mokum to tell upon Machoilus. And therefore, less than the gris will be Mach when it's certainly a case of red. So the Olam Sor, the Torah Shalom over here. And the Chodim bring down the crazy placey to argue this point. The way that Torah Shlomim Minchas Yaakov, the way Moshe explains, you read the Minchas Yaakov slowly, what's he saying exactly? So Moshe explains, the Mechab is very ambiguous over here. Is the Mechab discussing the Rabbonans or the Rises? He says, the case of here in Sif Aleph, says he had a Gosho. Says the Shach was mean a Gosho, the Rises, discussing the Rises. The Mechab ends off, that you see a tibet dam, the loch is need zayin akiyim. What do you need zayin akiyim for? She's a nido, elamai, because they sell a chmirul atzmon, and did the rabbani need zayin akiyim? The Mechaber does not read straight. Are we discussing the Rabbanans or the Raisas? It's not of the Sukkah of Agoshu, which is the Raisa, then the Enter of Zanikim, which is the Rabbanan. The Mechaber is very strange. It says to Yisrael, Shlomi, know why? Because in between, says the Mechaber, Tipa is Dam. Even Kechardel, so Shach Poch is Mechardel. A Mashu Adam, one Metamiyu. A Mashu Adam will not be Metamiyu unless you have a Sukkah of Agoshu. The reason why he said Agoshu is not because we're discussing the Raisas, we're discussing the Rabbanans over here. But the reason why we said the Lashon of Agoshu can come tell you the Halacha of Tibas Dam Mechardel. Therefore, we have to say the Halacha of Agoshu. So we see from the Minchas Yaakov that even though you know Vada came from the body, you know 100%. We have a pad there, look down, it's coming out. If it's Tibas Dam Mechardel, it will not be Metamiyu Dirabonon unless you have a case of Agoshu. That's the Minchas Yaakov. I said, Hashem, you come home to Tverish, it's a crazy place. He says, no, that's not so. The only reason why we make could be a chash of machilis. Over here we have no chash of machilis. And even with Zvada come from your body, the loch is even less than the gris, less than 19 millimeters, with anagosh, still the mim tome, with our bottom mim tome over here. Ah, you saw, why say the loch of agosh in the mechaber? Come tell the case with not being mechaber tomo, a case with big day tzvainim, other reasons, which do not fit that well in the mechaber, he does not speak out. A case is not a big day to him. A case is not being makabel tomo. I mean, it fits much well, much better according to Minchas Yaakov. He says that Lochatim is down. Fine, but Ech Shia come on crazy place. He wants to disagree and say, no, the Mitzis is, if you know Vada came from the goof, the Lochi do not have to lessen the grace. That's Machloikis. The Shalos are Lochal Maiso with two avenues, with two points over here. So first, the crazy place of Maiso, he's Machmer. So Tyre went this way, the Maxah Shekel, the Oilam Sos, talked off this way, the Chof Mazodim, the Graz, Kishon Aruch, Yad Avram, they all come over one time, the Loch Lamais is yet to be Machmer, even less than the Gris over here, but you know Vada came with Gufoy. Tzad HaSheni, but Moshe and Shuvah says, the Ikki Lamais is like a crazier place. I'm not going to tell you Shlom and Lekul over here. Mil Tzadok went this way, Loch Antanis, Maram Shik, they went this way. Now, it seems to me, among the Svarim, most Lamais are Machmer, most of Machmer over here. However, there are 2 points over here. Even in the Makilim, the question is, I took an example where it's out of the body already, it's on the pad. Come with a Moshe, it sounds like a Moshe really limits it in the case where it's on the pad in front of the body. But let's say you do a Badiko. This is a Gemara and you dial the Nido. The Gemara says, Isamokim is bought from Macholis. In Isamokim, there are no kinim, there are no lice, no bugs inside Isamokim. If that's so, every Bdik cloth is coming from Oysa Mokom. Even in those days, says Rav Moshe, it's not possible to have Machilis over there. So in those days, even the case of a Mashu, Midrabanan, without our Gosho. So this whole halacha, that's the case, no Vadakim Megufoi, a place which Shaykh to have Machilis. A place not Shaykh to have Machilis, the halacha won't be that way. The halacha will be, you'll be Machmer over here, be Matami with the case of a Mashu. He does, but that's only in case of Shaykh to have Machilis. Now, there are others who say, oh, this halacha, Yavadi Sefer says over, says, even my B'dikah can be Michael. Because, like you're saying, the halacha is like the Chazal. They don't give a Shaykh Nach. That means, in this mahalach to be Michael, the Mavucha, how do you say it over? Are you saying in the B'dikah, which is not Shaykh Machilis? Yavadi Sefer says yes. Moshe took limited the Torah Shlomim's Kula only the case with Shaykh Tamachilis, not Shaykh Tamachilis. Now, as far as I see, most Poskim L'Maisa are Machmer in this question. However, I know there will be a couple guys told me they went to Shmuel Wiener last week and they gave Shir about it. We said we passed like a Moshe, like Torah Shlomim and the Kula over here. It's Aleph. Again, I see the Osara says Avada will give me Machmer over here. He says Avada, the Loch is not like a Moshe. But it seems to be, however, most from a Mekel, but as far as I see, Matthias, most Mereroa, most from a Machmer, but most Mereroa are Maisa Mekel. Unless you want Mechal and Kimtas, you bring a Pan to Rav, you bring a Tachlin to Rav. I mean, it's the only place it could come from. Unless this, they're assuming, you can argue the point, say maybe it came off a moment and it came from somewhere else. But as far as I understand, any pad, any undergarments that you bring to Rav,
they stand above. Why don't a woman, which
sits down,
maybe because
of the body, can't pass along? Again, she's wearing a skirt. No, again. And the dam's on the inside.
Squash, I don't know.
Oh, and there's a pad over there. as far as I see, most Ma'ariro seem to assume, and again, it's not my Taino, I see the Max Lira Fat has Taino. He says, the Ha'ariro Mekubel, Klal Yisrael already is Mimekel. Everyone knows you bring a pad, it's less than a gris. You mean under the garment is less than a gris? The Oil Mekel. Now again, you can maybe argue the point, say it's not the Machlik Tferes Yisrael and the Minchas Yaakov, but Tashis, that's the Mamashis Machlikis. Again, Max Lira Taino says Taino. So it's very good if you tell me the Svara, but myself, all my Ra, myself, Michael. So I'm not sure how to answer the Svara against my Ra, unless I know you can make a chilik over here, but I'll tell you the chilik is that you do not know 100% that came from the girl when you have a pad over there. Because you could go to the bathroom, pull down the undergarments, and maybe at the moment the bug came inside and squashed over there, she put it back inside. But then you have to ask her, do you ever go to, maybe she put it in, she went to sleep, and 6 hours she woke up and took it off and saw this blood there. You have to ask her, maybe there's no time it could get there. What? Even by Bedikah, yes. No, again, a Moshe being Mechalik. A Moshe being Mechalik between a pad, again, but I said in those, when we mock him against a Moshe, the one in the world, again, the most form, again, a Berkowitz, might say he's Machmer like against the Notorious Shlomo. He's Machmer like the crazy placey. Yet, being a pad, less than crazy, he's Mechal. How do you put the two together? Yeah, well, he said by his best. No, we make on any pad, any undergarment, less than gris. Yet he said we do not pass like the Torah Shlomo. We pass like the crazy. Unless you want mechalik the kimtas, which is a little bit hard to mechalik. That's what I just asked. You want to ask me back what I just asked? I'll ask it back to you. That's the question over here. That's the difference we have to get to. We'll have to get to. A lot is it too, but certainly we'll have to get to pads. Fine. Now let's take the fifth question over here. That means we could pass in Lekula. We can pass in Shmuel Aleph. The Nia Gosha. We can pass in Lekula. Yes, Kosa. We pass in the Siblev. The Lacha of Nia Gosha. And then you know Vada became a Gufa and the Shia made Gris. That means he has possible come to be Diklo Terav. And say, I have no Akash over here, I know for sure, maybe we make a Telepon over here. Again, the Yavir Oymer writes in the entire Sabai, Simon Alf and Simon Ches, and you bring him to Klothar Rav, and you say Sim Lev, he writes, the loch is, if you say you have no Akash, less than Gris, the mice can be Michael. We get to practically if that's so or not. That's what he first writes in Tyre Sabai. Himself will get to if it's practically. That's what it comes out. The fifth question now is, this is very good to Metamayu. But what about during the Zayin Akim, could be stomach upon that. Again, we mentioned before, and Rabbi Shailo, why in the world we have two psokim? Why do we have Shmuel, why do we have Kiva? Kiva said Dabla Kesef, Shmuel said Mesara Ach Targish. One of the Mahalchim was the Chavadas. The idea to Matamayu is without Gosho. The idea to be Seiser is even without a Gosho, be Matamayu. You know, Vada came from the Gulf, if we need Dabla Kesef. But it's Vada from the Gulf without a Gosho. Says the Chavadas to be Seis to the Zayin Akim. So this Chavadas is very important. Bring a particular to a Rav. Even Anna Gosha maybe is the Raiso during the Zayin Akim. So Chavadas brought down or Samech went this way, Samech Tzedek went this way. They want Titans to tell you, their Raiso, you will not have a Heter unless, even less than a Gris. Because during the Zayin Akim with Anna Gosha's Metamayu. Shmuel is going to Metamayu, not to Metamayu. You need Zayin Akim, not Zayin Akim over here.
Even during our Zayin Akim?
I was Zainakim, yes. Yes.
Right,
No. The loch of Agosha is only to Metamayu. Midiraisa, when you're Tomei already, the loch is you do not need Zainakim. With Anagosha, Metamayu. You have to be Noki, not Noki. Makor, Makomi, Tomei. The Dam is Tomei. Your Tosh, the Dam is Tomei. I was Noshim, Mazav, and Gdolas. All are Noshim, Mazav, and Gdolas.
You're saying that we pass like that, cut.
Yes, all are Noshim, Mazav, and Gdolas, yes.
It's not
me, Tatsafi. All are Noshim, Mazav, and Gdolas. No one takes that away. That's what we do. So, might as well get to Simon Kuf Sadek Vav. Numus Achalim argue. Meshivas Nafesh. The Talmud Noid Vida wants to disagree. The Avdei Meluim. And Shuva. The Bar Plukta. The Chavadas. The Ksos Vers and Sivis. He also disagrees. Kiveg over here says very clearly. Kiveg writes, Mashba Gam King the Inner Saiser. What's the Kiveg? The first one, what does he want to say? Come to argue with the Chavadas. Come say that the Loch also, that Goshi need. I'm telling you, the locha negates the steer during the Zayin Akim. So Chamsoyim goes this way. And And Roy Paiskim and Mice come along and say that Loch is not this way. Shlomo Zalman and Shuba write, the Chain Nogu Kol Balei Hero, the Loch is a Nila Goshe Matami de Rice during the Zainakim. Now, but SM, there is, to be fair, there is a third Mahalach over here, and the Tara goes, it's not Oilav not Saiser. That means you can't count it, but it's not going to be Saiser. And then if you got 3 days that you're Naki, a day in between, that's zero, and then 4 days afterwards. They can, you can have 8 days. Fine, we'll have to get to his Mahalach over here. Maisel, what comes out, we paskin, kol bale hero, the meaning is, no, we need, the zainakim with anhar goshu would not be mitami deraiso. Or the kolom derabon, whatever the kolom are. Then again, it comes out, first of these 5 questions we discussed, to get to bdiko. If you make on all them, which is shaykh, which avad yisef is lemaiso, you really bring a bdiko to Rav, and he says, I have no goshu, the maisel should be torah. Less than Igris. Less than Igris. That's what he writes again to his advice in one Sitzim and Alp, one Sitzim and Ches. No, again, we said if she's similar, if she says barley, I know 100%. And she said, again, we said that. Yes, again, we said Chakir in the Gemara. What is she walking the peasant saying? He said that there are two points. That those who are tiny, when she says, I know 100% is sim leib, she put her heart to it, she knows that is, it's not nichl gemar's, that's child among the achrenim, it's nichl not having a kosher. Again, the Badashukha brings you down without a psak. That those who bring down this question, the Kishkunar brings you down, he's not clear when he comes out of maskonim. What that leads to, what about noshim is manazeh? That those who are tiny, our noshim don't have a kosher. What do the fact that noshim don't have a kosher? So, there really is a couple questions to discuss. First, this idea that saying Noshim Nava Gosho is really discussed away by the Shev Yaakov 350 years ago in Tshuva. He says, our Noshim don't have Sikhs Makar, don't have, there's a group for the body does not tremble. But he does discuss that Ziva Tzavalach, sometimes lighter, sometimes heavier. But he really discusses this avenue over here. And again, I mentioned before that Al Sarah says, our Noshim don't have Sikhs Makar, do not have Nizay Gufoy. And he says, not in Shechir to have Ziva Tzavalach. Again, I'm not that sure if that's true Matzias. Again, and only Noshim IVS, they also say they have some feeling over here. But let's leave it, put it to the side. Let's go with this one say. That in general, Noshim do not have a gosho. So the question now is, what are you going to do with that? So one malach is already, we had a kasha. How in the world we have 3 drushas? The idea of Basara. We have a hay and a Basara. 3 drushas from 2 things in the pasuk. So you mentioned that the Chassam Soif wants a taina, the idea of nachaticha, not shvir, and the idea of a gosh is the same yisoid. The idea is you have to see derech ri'osoi. The derech ri'osoi is sidam, not inside the chaticha, not inside the shvir. Derech ri'osoi is to see with a gosh. That's how we can have the idea, 3 droshes, the idea of nachaticha, not shvir, the same idea of a gosh. That's a shmuk luna from the same makor. If that's the yisoid over here, come on, Shlomo Zalman, the Yashiv and Shuva, and Koyu Shuva is the Chelik Aleph. He come on once a taino, this man is that Noshim did not see. What does that mean? That's derech ri'osoi. And without our gosha, will be a case of deraiso. Someone asked me now for carrot. So if Isha saw with our gosha, should we not do our bottom? Because that's not derech ri'osoi. I don't think that's so. I think that's not, no, the same for carrot now. That I don't think so. I think that numerous Noshim don't see a lot of our Noshim without Gosho. I think it's a mina motzeh both ways, with a Gosho, without a Gosho. That's derech ri'osoi now. That's derech ri'osoi. Whether with or without, that's derech ri'osoi. Liva B'yashim says, if you put a pad, he writes a shuvah, you put a pad, connected to Oysa Mokom, and you have dam on the pad, what's halacha? It's deraiso. Any pad you bring to Rav is a get of deraiso, and they will not have the coolers. Why is it not a So the idea of kesa means with anar gosho. This man is that our noshim anar gosho is ascending with our gosho. It's a get of deraisa. Oh, so what you're really asking if so, the Yashiv could do away the whole time Shulchan Aruch, Simcha Kutsadi. I mean, it's part of the smicha, you have to learn it. All the sugim of some of it, you knock it away. See, himself goes on further and says, no, avad, we have the sugim of Ksavim. But you have to know when. Now I come along and bring down the Siddur Tyro. I mean, you mentioned that we have a bayah, why do you have Shmuel for it? Why do you have a kiva for it? Damvalo kesem. See, the Tarez Teretz is, once come to tell you the sugi of a gosho, once come to tell you the sugi, you have to know, but vada came from the body. There you find in the sheet of the bed, you find in areas that we don't know where it came from. On that, we have damvalo kesem. We have no, it came vada from the body. So vada, we have the sugi over here. That means the Isha, She went to the, she had to do the bidikah. And then 10 minutes later, she found another sheet of the bed. She went to the bathroom. And then 5 minutes later, she found dam. Maybe she had agosho, or she didn't have an agosho. Let's be chayshish. No, that's dam v'lekesem for. That means the Ashva Tshuva says, number one, and the question, how are we passing in the gate to the question, why had a three drush with two psokim? He said, go left some soifer. The soid is derech v'yosoi. B'zman azeh, with alagosho deraiso. And number two, he says, if so, we'll have to sing of some b'zman azeh. He said, we go with the Siddur Taris Malach. It says, Allah is, we have number vadek from the body. Therefore, he writes in Tshuva, what's vadek from the body? A pad. Now, I assume he means a pad, meaning you stuck on the undergarments, take off and on. He's calling it nichol to get a vadek. Now, you could argue maybe it means you put a connected to some mokum, you tie it on without taking the undergarments. It doesn't sound that way. It sounds like every pad, they're putting it in some undergarments, and he says that nichol to get a vadek, and we'll not have the het over here. Which again leads to the question beforehand, why in the world are we being makel less than the grizz on the case of a pad? How do you apply it together? It's definitely get a vada na vada. But it comes out, according to Miyashiv, and it brings down that those disagree, brings down on Moish and Shuvah, brings down the Choshukh's Mahalach, we'll get to. It says nothing with that. Anosh we have a gosha. It says that's not true. Anosh we have a gosha. And even lack of a gosha is the raiso. Now, the Miyashiv point out, to go to Miyashiv, again, you have to realize, he took on the Chassam Sofer to answer the Mahalach of the Psokim. We point out, the Rishonim did not say that way. The Ran did not say that way. The Rashi did not say that way. The Tosfos Rosh did not say that way. Why do you go to Chassam Sofer against the Rishonim? One point.
We're in the
Rashi.
We're in the
Rashi. I think for Kerr. I think for Kerr. We'll see it inside together. We'll do it together. I don't think that's what he says. The Siddur Taira, the fact he wants to go to the Siddur Taira's Mahalach, we said there's six Mahalach in the answer to Shmuel and Kiva. He took one of the Mahalach over here. No way, did that also. Well, he'll get the other Mahalach. The Moshe and again, our Choshuk disagree with him. Why just to point out, the Ashiv's Yard site, they point out, the same with Dvar Yaakov says, when did he pass away? Choches Tamos Tovshin Ayin Beis. Daf Yomi was learning what? Daf Nuzayin Daf Nuches. This figure. Points out, you know, he made a big tumult, a big rash. With this halacha in the gate, sugi lagoshes, he passed away. With that, he was learning the sugi out, sugi to get the idea of lagoshes, but the man that said for not. Leave it as is. What do you want to do with it? But the Yaakov points out, you have to realize he passed away on this stuff. Fine. So those who want to tie the ma'aser, we have no lagoshes, and therefore lagoshes without lagoshes, man, is it deraiso? Atzal Hasheni again, the Aruch Hashulchan already 150 years ago points out, and Noshim say they have a no lagosho. And he writes, the fact that Noshim say it, Behevel Yitzum Pi Noshim Elo. Noshim are Shakronim. But we say to them, Modim Aleinu Yisimem, women are, the Chachom are more Nemen than women. They are for Shulchan. Shulchan writes, women are Shakronim, Chachom are more Nemen. That's Aleph.
But she's still Nemen.
Second, he says, he goes on further, but it's not Shakronim. They do feel. They don't know what they're feeling. What's going on over here? They're just not in tune to their bodies. And he gets involved with what exactly you're feeling. He says you have to be a maven, you have to be an intellectual person to say over what's happening. That means he gives you an example. He asks a person to go to the bathroom, merit line. Yes, what do you feel? You feel the merit line. It's not true, you don't feel that. First, you feel the metzias, the makor opening for the merit line, and then the merit line coming out. So anyone who's a maven will say two stages. The opening, and you think about it, go to the bathroom next time. You feel the opening, and then you feel it coming out. But yes, any person not a maven, what do you feel? You feel it coming out. So it says, they're not in tune, they don't realize exactly what's happening over here. And Be'etzim, there is a psich samakor. Be'etzim, there is a feeling. He said the mamash, you feel psich samakor, you do feel. Again, the Noshim Ayyaz told me that. Again, the Swam say not the way. Again, people tell me, you feel like kids, they feel a little, mamash, those are words. I misspoke. They have a stinging sensation coming up from opening up. And when Moshe goes up further and says, more than that, it's not bigger than best rayon. The women, let's say they're in the kitchen doing something, most of them run to the bathroom, want to get the pad there, because they don't feel it. They don't know exactly when they feel it. Women are not walking around for an hour or two without coming out. Can they tell you what they feel, exactly when they feel?
That could be.
They have vestigo sometimes. Sometimes
they
put
exactly, them.
Again, I can only say, Noshim tell me they know exactly when it came. They tell me. Again, you can go around and vanat evagosha. Now, it could be something the nine tune to it. For example, you know, when you have your first kid, you have tune to keep crying, or your fifth kid, you know, don't hear through the night. Yeah, there are certain things. You hear it, or not, you hear it. You learn to tune it out. Things that came chayinu, the natural way of life, you learn to tune out, because who cares? Maybe climb, go to the bathroom, so you don't feel the opening of the makar. So Moshe says, vanat they feel it. Either not sensitive to it, they don't feel, they don't akosha, they don't put the mind to it. But vanat is akosha there. A small akosha, light, heavier, harder. But there's certainly a sensation over there that they are not in tune to feeling. But still a ma'isor. Therefore, the Deva Yatsa go this way, the Knei Boisim go this way, Avoz has a couple of chuvas, a chelek gimel, chelek hei, chelek tes, a chelek yod. So the vanu we have chuvas, except vanu we have akoshas. Except they, he says, due to their today vazbanazeh, the depressed, the sad, the not tuned to other things in the body. Why, whatever feeling, well, any reason you want to blame it upon, the ma'isa, the start of the chush in the body vazbanazeh, but the vanu, they do have the sensation over here. The Chodesh Shani goes this way, and the Baker Reis Swam goes this way, but the Fein Tzin, the Swam, we come along and say, the Vada Dava except, what? So the question is what to go do with that. Let's lead to the next point over here. That means, the Shal now is, they have a Goshes. And again, the women tell me they know exactly what's coming, and they'll get a pad right away, they know. That's when you're sleeping. Would it wake you up? Does it wake you up? Are you Chodesh wake you up? And therefore, when you wake up, maybe now you don't have a chash of Yavadar Aiso. Because if it doesn't wake you up. So again, Bismana Chazal, the Tarshish Shlom and Simak of Tzadik say, Avada will wake you up. And therefore, Avada, if it does not wake you up, definitely get a Vakasa. That's already based upon the Gemara, he says that. Question, what about Bismana Zeh? So Vos and Shuv about this, and he also, he's not Chloe, but goes back and forth, he says, the Dinei Tzarachin. Maisa, most of them say, even when they're sleeping, also, if they just have a stain over here, we're not lichlin getter bagosho. And then lichlin getter, the ma'isa would wake them up. The right they want to be. Example: you're sleeping. Do they just go to the bathroom? No. If they wake up in the middle of the night, you go to the bathroom, but they'll feel something there. So, in essence, they would feel something. Now, again, you can still argue they're not attuned to it. They know for sure they're feeling it. Most some anyway are lichlin without bagosho. So, the ma'isa, some take it a step further. Let's say she took a sleeping pill. She's knocked out cold. Now, do you say you have a hetter of saying any stain over there in Tara Gosho? So they'll be asking what kind of, even on the side you're not Gosho, well, Maisa, you're not sensitive over there. And Avoz said, in that case, nothing get over your Aisa. Chazaka, the Dam comes from Makor, is that Gosho? Dam comes from Makor, has that Gosho? Should your go this way? The Maisa, not a real Tara Sabai, says, I'll bring you a ride for carrot. You take a sleeping pill. Well, she has to go to the bathroom. Wake up and go to the bathroom. And they knocked you out. Doesn't really knock you out. Even if Nami, they do surgery and they put you knock you out cold and they put a catheter over there and they knock you out. Echnami, down comes out, you buy up plans to go to Gosho. But a sleeping pill does not really knock you out. Right? It doesn't. It helps you go to sleep. But you have to go to the bathroom, you wake up. So you're not knocked out. They want time, they're still nichol get some. So the Ismavucha, how far do you take the concept of here, Bismana said that we have a Goshes to case when they're sleeping? You can argue Mikan Lakan. I hear the story of Mikhail Khan, him will start to Machma, but Maisel Ilm seems to be more makel over here. What comes out, Chazal and Nenu, practically, what to do with a bdik cloth? That means if you answer all five questions to be makel, before we get to the sixth question, we have no question of Zmanazah. There's a strike of sorrow to say, you bring a bdik cloth to your Rav, I say I have no Agosho. You say, Chem Vadim Agufoy, this is for over here, the Maisel to be makel, say, you need a case of a Kesem, of a Kigris. However, the Issi Yabi Oimer himself and Yabi Oimer Chalik Tess, a safe main Oimer, the Mice be Matter, Be'etzah, really? Is that true? So he says, after Sugi, yes, the Noshim don't have a Goshus. It's very weak, very Shvach, they're not in tune to it. And therefore, due to the fact, Echnami will say they have a Goshus, this is not in tune to the bodies over here. But each to walk in the bed and say, I know for sure I had a Goshu. Did not have a Goshu? That's Kamat not Shaykh. Come on, Shaykh. If you tell me you can find a Kim Deir Chanami, says. But practically, there's no way to really do a Kamat. It doesn't happen that way. Because people are not tuned.
Why can't be the same as a woman can know that?
He says, if a girl knows 100%, he said, that's Alocha, you're right, you can't be Mekel. Again, he's Mekel all of them. Each one he can argue. That means to be Mekel of Nikloth less than the Grist, yet Mekel on six times over here. Every single one, come on, every one that's a person of Machmer. But Matthias wise, even him who is Mekel doesn't come out. That means Ramosh's Machmer could have came from inside the body. You don't have a heter. other than going to be machmir because, again, each one has its reason why to be machmir over here. So it comes out practically, any time of being a bigot to Rav, you have to answer all six questions. If you make all six, fine. There's no way to make a command on all six. There's no way. Either can be stuck with women, we assume they have Agasha, Dilman Agasha, Lavadaita, the Vishachuvi, and the Meister, we're machmir over here. Or Mitzvah Svar, we go that anything that's bad in the Guf, that you did a bdik inside, we do not have to lessen the string of gris over here. And therefore, in the case where you do a bdika to Rav and bring it to Rav and ask him what you'll do, the Paiskal Maisa, everybody is machmer. Everybody. Every Rav the Maisa says you have a tibis dam on a bdika of the Maisa machmer. Again, you come from different sugyas, whether from Yashiv or from Moshe or Vadisev, any spot you want. But that really, to me, makel is very hard. You can maybe make surufim out of it. Now people will get make surufim, and then you can start clearing. How big your shoulders are. I'm asking. But Mitzvah Sugya Shmoy, what comes out, the Maestro, we are Machmir Bediklot, building upon the Piskashua, building upon the six questions. These are the reasons why the Maestro, we are Machmir, give it a gedder of a Chash Dereiso. Because Dilman Agashav, Lava Daitik, and that's how the Maestro, we read that. Gemara over here, the Nichol Sugya of Dereiso.
If you make a
Maestro,
if you make a lot of Bediklot,
you don't say something
the rest of the
whole Manalik
around, shouldn't that be enough to make a
Shabbat?
Do you hold
that
we do
Bediklot?
We don't say.
No, Dilman Agashav, we have
Chazok,
No. Fine. Reshem, that's Adkam Dikas. Reshem, next time we'll do some Kufsadik Sefalov, the Sugyuk Sum, that's where the next idea. What's the Lachnagetic Sum? It's Lachnagetic.